So, Gavin, it's good to talk to you again. Before we look at the fixtures this coming weekend for Harps and Derry City in particular, the cup draw was made this week, and your own club, Coghill Celtic, in the Senior Cup, Premier Division opposition. UCD in Dublin will be the venue for you guys towards the end of July in the opener of the cup, and you're going up against a good friend in William O'Connor. It's going to make for an interesting tie, Gavin.
It certainly is. I suppose watching the draw during the week, when UCD were pulled out, I sort of had the inevitable thought that it would have been ourselves, and then it happened. So, look, it's not ideal. It's not ideal for ourselves, not ideal for William. But, look, it's football at the end of the day, and he's to do his job, and we have to do our job. So, it'll add a bit of interest to the game. But, again, we're playing a Premier Division opposition, which will be a tough task, especially out of season. The fact that it's away from home is disappointing, but look, that's what you get in the draws. You know, you have to take it as you get it.
Yeah, as Coghill, I'm trying to think back, has Coghill ever caused an upset in the Senior Cup? Have he ever won a game?
They beat Galway in the EA Sports away at Terryland. They haven't. We've run close now. We lost 1-0 to Limerick and 2-1 to Limerick and 1-0 to Longford, and we've lost 4-3 away to Drogheda, when Drogheda had a decent side. You know, we've run teams close, but we would like to cause an upset, and we feel we can, you know. But again, it's the timing of the seasons, and the home or away draws are huge. Like if we had UCD at home in the middle of our season, and they were only starting theirs, you know, you would fancy your chances to give it an upset, but it's very difficult to see that at this stage of the year, you know.
Yeah, the other Ulster Senior League side in it were the league runners-up and the hat-trick men of the Cup, Bunnagee United. They'll be happy enough with their draw against non-league Pike Rovers.
Yeah, I'd say they'll be delighted. I think the way you look at these draws, you want a home winnable tie, or you want one of the big guys, you know, to create revenue, create a gate, and give the players experience. So, look, I think Bunnagee will be delighted with that draw, to be honest.
Yeah, what about Harps' draw against Bowes? Will Ollie be happy with that?
I think he'll be happy that it's a home draw, and they don't have to travel, and they might make a few pounds because it's a big side. I think, obviously, it's a very difficult task to beat Bowes, but at the same time, you never know. I think if you even talk to Ollie, the cup will be well out of his head at this stage, and he'll probably take it the week it comes and deal with it. But the league is definitely a priority, so I don't think he'll be overly bothered either way with it.
Yeah, Oliver Bond Celtic's going to be the opposition as well for Derry City. We don't expect the Leinster Senior League side to cause Derry much problems in the opening round of the cup, Gavin.
I wouldn't have thought so. The fact that it's in the Brandywell and Derry are formidable in there, I would be very surprised if they give them much trouble at all.
Yeah. In addition to Harps, on the backroom side of things, confirmed this week that Kieran McDade, another Inishowen man, Gavin, is on board at Harps. What's your thoughts on that appointment this week?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for Kieran. It's a big step up from underage coaching and possibly coaching on his own. But look, he's under no better man than Ollie to pick up good habits and a professional outlook and a professional attitude. So it's a great opportunity for him. Kieran, he was his colleague in Carlow. Done his degree in sports and stuff like that, and he's a keen interest in coaching and massive interest in football in general. So look, it's a great opportunity for him, and it'll be a big learning curve for him this season, you know.
Yeah, and it's good to have, I suppose, local men on board in the background at Harps, another addition to the coaching staff of Ollie Horgan there, Gavin. But
it's brilliant when you get local people involved in management, coaching players to play at high levels, the best levels they can. It's always great when people move on, when people hold themselves back or be held back by clubs in general. It's frustrating for me, you know, and frustrating for other people, but, you know, that happens. So it's great to see, and it's great to see Kieran getting that opportunity as well.
Well, looking now at the fixtures this weekend, Gavin, in the Premier Division, Harps have a home tie. Didn't work out the way they wanted last week against Sligo Rovers. Can they get that third one of the year against Pats this weekend at home on Friday night? Is that achievable?
Look, it's always achievable. I'd say last week's results sort of knocked them for six, because they went into a break after a very, very good performance in the Brandywell, probably the best of the season from what I've seen anyway. and they probably got a wee lift from that, but then they went down, and the first half against Sligo was very poor. And I'd say that they're disappointed with that. And I know Ollie's been talking during the week about trying to get players in and stuff, and you could see that they was dejected after the result last weekend, which is understandable. So, look, this week's a huge week, as they all are. It looks like it's a two-way battle at this point between UCD and Hearts for that playoff. And, look, it only takes a couple of results to give a bit of breathing space, but at the same time, results aren't easy at the minute for Hearts or UCD. It's a difficult one, but, like, again, football's control up funny results times, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned Ollie about bringing players in, and he'll be able to do that now in the next number of weeks. And he always pulls out a surprise or two. And young Dylan Duncan, who spent some time at Tottenham, didn't do too bad last week when he came on against Sligo. And if maybe Ollie can get another few players like that, that maybe the fortunes might change for them.
Well, look, obviously that player Dylan Duncan has pedigree, and he looked decent in the second half when he did come on. But again, there's a bit of an period, a new league, he's a young player. Look, he's taking a gamble, and always, I suppose, has to take gambles on players at this point, because as he said in his interviews during the week, like, you know, they have to try something. What they're doing is not working to what they want, so they really have to gamble and have to take a chance. Well, these guys can hit the ground running, or they could be there for the rest of the season and not be noticed. You know, we've seen it over the years. You just don't know. Like, but that guy, Duncan, does look like he's a bit of pedigree, and looks like he's a bit about him. So hopefully he does hit the ground running and gives them a wee bit of a lift.
Yeah. Harps will obviously be looking for Derry City to do them a favour on Friday night. Derry are going to be the visitors to the Bowl to go on UCD. And if Harps can get something and Derry do something to benefit the Ballybuffet club, all of a sudden the gap's got bigger there.
It is, and that's important. If UCD don't get the results and Harps get a result or two, it gives a bit of daylight. But again, the shoe's on the other foot. If Harps don't get a couple of results and UCD get one or two, you know, it all changes the whole thing. It adds a lot of pressure if you're looking up from the bottom as well. Derry haven't won in 6 or 7, so again, that result becomes harder to get for Derry every week going by. You know, you would expect them for them and on everything. I think in the Brando there on the season, they beat UCD 7. So again, but I think that form from Derry at that point and that form from UCD at that point has sort of flipped and changed. So I can't see that happening. But again, it'll be a tough one, but you would expect Derry to get the 3 points.
Yeah, is it a timely game for Derry then, because things haven't been going their way?
I think, look, difficult when you're not getting the results you sort of worried about games, and you worry about things that are there on the season were coming naturally and working out for them. So, look, they need to get that monkey off their back and get a result, and probably at this point in time, UCD is possibly on paper probably one of the weaker teams in the division, especially I think Colin Whelan's out with a cruciate, and Kerrigan looks like he's going to go, so that's two of their better players on the move or out. So you would expect Derry to beat them, but again, football's can throw up these results.
Yeah, big derby game at the Tallaght Stadium. We're expecting a feisty affair between Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians. Looking at the standings in the table, Rovers, of course, out in front on 42. Bohemians on 26. There's a bit of a gap there points-wise. There's a bit of a gap footballing-wise this year. But when it comes to a Dublin derby, anything can happen, Gavin.
It can, and look, that's the biggest of them. You know, that's the biggest rivalry in the country, and Bohs would love nothing more than they turn Rovers over and Tallaght. But again, Rovers need a win, because a bit of a surprise result last week in Dundalk, although Dundalk are motoring really well. But if Shamrock Rovers fail, they won, and Dundalk get another victory this week, it at least it tightens things up at the top. But I would expect on form and on paper and the squad and depth that Rovers have, that they possibly have too much for Bohs at the minute.
Yeah, Dundalk, you're expecting them to carry that form to Shelburne then too, are you?
I would do, yeah. They've went about the business brilliantly this year under Stephen at all. I know there's not a while much talk about them and the rebuilding and this, that and the other, but they're getting results and they're performing quite well, and then last week sort of catapulted them up to, you know, above Derry and pushing on that looked like the most likely challengers at this point. Yep. Two Rovers.
And just finally, the Sligo Rovers showing their intent to sign players this week by bringing in an Estonian international, Frank Levac. He's not allowed to play this weekend, but he will be available as from July. We're expecting maybe a couple of more into Sligo in the next number of weeks as well. What about their game away to Drogheda United?
again, on the back of the result last week, it'll be a big boost for Sligo. They've been inconsistent this season. Obviously, the department manager and then John Russell getting the job will give them maybe a new lease of life. And obviously, with that signing and what they're bringing in, he's been given a bit of a war chest to look at players and bring them in. So you'd expect, again, Sligo to use the momentum of last week and maybe get another result this week, you know.
Okay. Gavin, as always, thanks for joining us. Talk to you soon.
Brilliant, Dustin. Thank you.